Well, what a night it's going to be at Penrith as Roy Simmons walks into Penrith Stadium there, full house, and you got a great game of footy coming up too between Panthers, Premiers, top of the table, and the Cowboys, who have been the surprise packet of season 2022 so far. But at the end, just about, of his 300-kilometre journey from Goolagong in central west New South Wales all the way to Penrith to raise money and awareness for dementia research. And Royce Simmons is joining us again. Morning to you, Royce.
Good morning, everyone.
Give us a blister update.
Blisters are good, mate. We've treated them. Blisters are all cleared up. Well, you can see where they've been, but they're all good, mate.
I tell you what, Royce, it's been very special what you've been able to do, raise the awareness, raise the amount of money, and you've had plenty of support along the way. But, you know, to be able to do what you've done, mate, congratulations. And it's just going to be so special for you when you walk into that stadium tonight.
Yeah, it will be, mate. It's been very special the whole way. I just can't believe the amount of people that have, come to the front of their properties, and or the people going past in cars that just toot the horn. You know, all the people who get their bales of hay and put them out and decorate them up and, you know, give you a coffee or a scone or something as you walk past. It's just been non-stop. So it's blown me away a little bit. But the main thing about it, I'm getting a lot of awareness out there about dementia. So that's what it's, you know, it's not about me. It's about getting the word and the message out there about dementia.
And you had people come from even interstate, Royce. What, the great Wally Lewis and Gene Miles joined you?
Yeah, Wally, Gene, Trevor Gilmeister and James Graham. And I mean, that wouldn't be, if you were picking them four in your side, you're going to have a pretty handy side if you went back over the years, wouldn't you?
No, most definitely. Gene Miles, wow, what a player he was when he and Mal were in the centres for Queensland and Australia. They were nearly unstoppable. But, Royce, when do you think it'll sink in, mate, what you've been able to achieve? I mean, you know, just been able to walk the distance that you've walked, the money that you've raised. I think it's up around $550,000, and that'll be a lot more when they tally it up at the end of the week. But when you sit back and reflect, when do you think you'll be able to do that, and how will you feel after it?
Mate, well, it's just, I've got to make just sure it's not about me, you know. It's about dementia. So, you know, everyone's congratulating you and all that, and I'd much prefer if everyone just got out there and just started to talk about, you know, the ways we can, excuse me, boys, just the ways we can get over this terrible disease, you know, and start talking about it. I've mentioned on the show, you know, the biggest killer of women, the second biggest killer of men. It's, you know, it's not about me and how far I walk or anything, but that's how we get into the paper. And we've got into the paper, and that's how we get on the radio. But most of all, you know, it's how we, you know, hopefully can get a cure for this disease and put a lot more money. You know, what I'm going to put in, you know, that'll help for a couple of research programs, but that's all it'll do. You know, we need a lot more money put in from various ways and so on, and just remember what it's all about.
And for our listeners, you can still donate. Just go to roycesbigwalk.com.au. Where there is $536,928, as I can see here on the website at the moment, which is just an incredible effort. Well done to everyone who got involved. And I guess great also to walk into that stadium tonight with your old team, the Panthers, top of the pile and in the form they're in. And you must be so proud as a past player of what they're achieving at the moment, Royce.
Yeah, I'll tell you what will be the best bit about tonight, mate. Everyone's saying how good it'll be walking, you know, and in around, everyone cheering and everything. Having that first schooner upstairs in the box, mate, that'll be the best part about the night, don't you worry.
Hey, Roycey, how long will it take? What odds are you giving me? Under a minute, over a minute?
We won't be having the second gallop out of mate.
All right, name and shame them. Who've been the biggest stragglers on the walk, Roycey?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have to tell anyone. Everyone know Alfie Langer was he's the king of it.
Mm.
I mean, the night before he terrorised people all night, and he got up next morning, and you know, I think he's seen more of the bus than an actual bus driver that was supporting us. He spent more time in that than he did. You know, and Jimmy Jack was another one. He about at the 4K mark, he went past us running backwards. And, you know, calling me softy and throwing things at me and so on and so on. He lasted about another 2K and we didn't see him for about 4 hours neither.
How did our great mate go, Timmy Sheens, because he's still fit for his age and we know he loves a yarn. Did he continue to talk all the way through it, Roycey, or did he shut up there at some stage?
Never missed a beat, mate. At the top of the hill, never missed a beat. He was telling me a new tap move he had ready to go.
He never stops thinking of that bloke.
He never stops thinking about football and everything. But his old mate, Warren McDonald, he had a...
Yeah, you were worried about Warren. How'd he go?
Yeah. Well, at some stage there, I think he had a stroke. But anyway, he was there at the end, mate. He was there at the end, but he was curled over and was getting a little bit of stuff off his chest the last time I seen him at the top of the hill.
I can only imagine Big Macca, how he would have handled it.
Well, great stuff, Royce. It's just going to be awesome to watch that moment tonight and what you've done for this cause, dementia research. I mean, over $500,000 just on the site alone. Enjoy the last few hours, mate, of your walk and murder that schooner.
I certainly will, mate. And thanks, you blokes, because without you blokes, you know, getting the message out there, you know, the walk means nothing. Cheers, boys.
Good on you, Royce.